Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item, should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. And we will move on to item number one for apologies.
Yep, Chair, we've got apologies from Councillors Finn, Kyle, McGuinness and McAvoy.
Nothing else? Okay, thank you. And then moving on to Chairperson's remarks. I just want to say it's an absolute privilege to have been nominated by my SDLP colleagues to take on the role of Chairperson of this Active and Healthy Communities Committee. I look forward to working with officers and the members to ensure we can all provide the resources and services required in the best interest of those we represent. For the outgoing Chair, I would like to say thank you for carrying out the role with such professionalism. I hope that I can do just as well. Finally, with regards to Chairperson's remarks, I would just like to advise from the outset that any requests for Chairperson's remarks are welcome. However, these should be submitted to myself in advance of the meeting. Okay. And then moving on to item number two, declarations of interest. Okay. And number three, the action sheet arising from the Active and Healthy Communities Committee from the 20th of May. And I'll just go through it for accuracy. And it's pages one and two. We have a proposer and seconder, please.
Yeah, I have a proposer.
I'll second.
Yep. Thank you. And any queries, any questions with regards to that? Are we okay to move on? Then number four. This is to agree dates and times for the AHC committee meetings for 24-25. Proposer and seconder, please.
I propose, Chair.
I'll second that, yeah.
Queries? No. Happy enough?
Yeah, sorry, Chair. Just to advise, obviously there's a couple of the dates that were amended just with the public holidays and things. These were agreed at the AGM, but it's just to flag up then it would be the Tuesday the 18th of March and then for Easter then 28th of April next year. It's like a long way away, but we're here in no time, I'm sure.
Okay. On to number five, is the AHC business plans and annual assessment of performance.
Thank you, Chair. So the report includes two appendices, one being the performance measurements from last financial year for the Directorate, and the appendix two is the Director of Business Plan for this current financial year. Just to note that due to changes in the council structure, some of the elements that are being reported on in the performance improvement or the performance assessment has moved to a different directorate. But happy to take any questions on either the appendices of the report.
Anybody, any questions? A proposer and seconder, please.
I'll second that, yeah.
Sorry, yes, sir.
Murphy and Murphy.
You do, all right. Okay. And then moving on to number six is the DEA forms update reports, and that's with Alison.
All right. Chair, if you don't mind, I'll take the report as read, and it's to note the report and consider and approve the actions in the action sheets listed in section 3.1, unless any members have any specific questions they'd like to raise. Thank you.
Anybody, any questions? And a proposer and seconder.
I propose.
Number seven is the DEA four terms of reference and operating protocol. Wilson.
Thanks, Chair. Members, following a request for more frequent DEA forum meetings, it is proposed to amend the DEA fora terms of reference and operating protocol, which is attached to the report, to provide that the meetings will continue to meet bi-monthly, however, they can meet more frequently, i.e. monthly, with the agreement of the forum membership, and that's to allow for those DEA forum meetings which have more activity and more items of business, and the monthly meeting will suit them better than the bi-monthly. But happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Any questions?
Happy to propose this. And as Chair of the new ED, it was ourselves that asked for this. We actually engaged with the stakeholders at the meeting, and everyone was happy to move it to a monthly meeting. As you said, Ali, there's not much stuff happening. It's hard to keep on top of it, and very good move, so thanks for that.
Seconder. Okay, so under items 8 to 13 are deemed to be exempt under paragraphs 2 and 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and information which is likely to reveal the identity of an individual and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. And I need a proposer and seconder to go into closed session. Okay, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 8, Donard Park. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor D. Murphy, to issue a licence of four works to Donard Park Pavilion and surrounding area, as set out in the officer's report. Item 9, Community Coordination Hub update report. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Lee Surgener, seconded by Councillor D. Murphy, to note the report and approve the actions in the action sheet attached for the Community Coordination Hub meeting held on Wednesday the 22nd of May, 2024. Item 10, leasing of council land and expressions of interest at stage 1. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener, to prove that the expressions of interest process for leasing of areas contained within the report are progressed in line with Council Support's community facility management and leasing policy. Item 11, request for letter of support. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor D. Murphy, to provide a letter of support as detailed in this report regarding the application to the SEUPB for peace funding. Item 12, multiply funding initiative. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor D. Murphy, seconded by Councillor K. Murphy, to note the report. Item 13, leasing of council and facilities, expressions of interest. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor D. Murphy, seconded by Councillor K. Murphy, to note the report. And moving on to number 14 and 15 are for noting. We have a poser and seconder if there's any questions. Mr. Mathers, yes.
Second.
Good. Thanks very much, everybody. You're making that so easy for me.
Just before I finish.
I was in the car and all there.
Could I just make a wee quick request on behalf of Ballinlinch Hockey Club, who play at the St. Coleman's school grounds there. They're just having a few issues, I think, at the moment with the state of the pitch. And I think there's been a few clubs that's raised concerns about the current playing service. So if we could maybe get a wee assessment done just off the pitch and maybe we report to see what the suitability is off the playing service. That's all. Sure, thank you.
Through the chair, I can come back to the member on that.
If that's us, sure. Thank you very much.